This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Three protesters were killed, 58 others wounded in Iraq. Continued unrest after the Prime Minister Adil Abdul Mahdi announced that he does intend to resign. Officials said that at least 11 protesters were wounded near Baghdad's Arar Bridge when security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas to disperse demonstrators in the southern city of Nasiriyah. Security forces used live fire and tear gas to repel protesters on two main bridges which led to the city center. Security and hospital officials said that a further three protesters were killed and 15 wounded early Saturday by security forces who fired live rounds at them in the holy city of Najaf. At least 400 people have died since the leaderless uprising shook Iraq, with thousands of Iraqis taking to the streets in Baghdad and the predominantly Shiite southern Iraq, decrying corruption, poor services, lack of jobs, and calling for an end to the post-2003 political system. A senior commander, military commander, was killed, and at least three other people were wounded, including a local journalist in a southern Afghanistan bomb explosion Saturday. Separately, an apparent drone attack in the southeast part of the country is said to have killed at least six civilians, including a newborn baby. The Taliban took responsibility for the roadside bombing in Helmand province, where most of the districts are either controlled or influenced by the insurgent group. A high-ranking Taliban official has been killed in clashes with security forces in Jaljan province in Afghanistan's north. A provincial government spokesperson told RFERL that Corey Nuruddin and his four bodyguards